Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's going on around here? Somebody tell me what's going on around here. Sam Crowley, and it is March 21st. There's a billion inches of snow in Southwest Ohio. I'm freezing my you-know-what off, and I got a message for you. I got to preach this message today because you need to hear this message. I need to get this message out of my system. Everybody needs to hear this message today. I've preached it 100 times. I'm going to preach it 100 more times every time I feel the need to talk about the seasons of your life. Oh, my God. I'm literally, this is cathartic for me, but I know you need to hear this message as well. By the way, if you just tuned in, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com, the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. For 12 years in a row, I changed it. Maybe it was 10, maybe it's 20 years, don't know, but it's been a long, long time since I've been doing this show. And I quit the job, gave the boss the old middle finger and said, hidey-ho, neighbor, and went off and just kind of blazed my own trail. Failed a lot, failed about 99% of the time, but it's that 1%, my friend. You swing for the fences every day, you only got to connect one time. Everybody's bitching and moaning today. I mean, everybody's miserable. I was in the Dunkin' Donuts getting my pumpkin swirl and cream today. Holy cow. Everybody's miserable. I know. Hey, look, we are literally in Southwest Ohio. I mean, I can hit a 5-iron to the Kentucky River, okay? And you think Kentucky, you don't think snow in March. March 21st. I mean, we are 11 days from April 1st, okay? It's not supposed to happen this way. Where I grew up in Bradford, PA, yes, it snowed on Mother's Day. That's not a shocker. But, hey, this stuff isn't supposed to happen, but it happened. It's a season. Spring is here. It's a new season. Just because it says spring on the calendar, does that mean it's supposed to be 80 degrees and the azaleas are coming up and the tulips and all these other different flowers that I don't know anything about that I'm trying to talk intelligently about? Are they supposed to come out? I don't know. But when something's supposed to happen in your life and it doesn't happen, what do? Do you wet yourself and then cry in the corner and throw up and all that stuff? No, you can't do that. Especially as an entrepreneur. You can't do that, man. I am so whacked out today. Like, I've gone the other way. If you can't tell, I've gone just bat crazy now because I'm done. I'm taking it into my own hands. I am calling upon God right now to shine that sun that's hiding behind a thick layer of clouds right now to heal everybody. But let me tell you something right now. It ain't happening the way I'm guessing right now with winds at about 40 miles an hour out of the south-southwest. It ain't happening right now. Okay, but I'm calling upon that. I know your season is coming. I know the sun is going to shine. I know right now you may be in a financial storm. You may be in a relationship storm. You may be in your own health storm. But the storms are passing, as I tell everybody today. And they didn't want to see me at Dunkin' Donuts today. No, they didn't want to see me at the post office today. Nah, they didn't want to see me. Why don't they want to see the Everyday Saturday guy? Because I represent the anti-excuse. Okay, I've been down as early as last week. You remember the podcast last week? That was very cathartic as well. Thank you for listening to those shows. It just made me feel so good. But now we're in a new week. We're in a new season. We're bouncing back. I can't even see the valley now. It's so far behind me. I'm on my way to the mountaintop, up the hill, and I'm very excited because I'm taking inventory of what's going right. What's going right? I got a microphone. I got a voice. I woke up today, had small group last night with the 80-year-olds. By the way, you got to get in a group of 80-year-old people if you want to have any sense of gratitude in your life, okay? Because they love it, man. When they wake up, they really are grateful. Hey, I woke up. I got a little pain. But like my buddy Ken last night, turned 84, celebrated his birthday. Happy birthday, Ken, 84 years young. He said, Sammy boy, because I was talking about my wife, deathly ill. My wife never gets sick. I mean, I can't even remember the last time she was down and out. And she's been sick the better part of 2 days, but woke up today and feeling a million times better, praise God. So, but my buddy Ken last night said, Sammy boy, I know everybody's sick, but when you're my age, you don't even notice it anymore because you don't know which pain's which. It's like, hey, I got a little bit of pain. Can't really tell which one it is, but I'll get through it. I'm like, what a great attitude, man. It probably took him 83 years to be that grateful. But you know what? He figured it out. And like everybody else who gets to a certain age, we all figured out. You can bitch and moan all you want. 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you have them. Do you receive that message? Yes. But wait a minute. That's not a very Christian way to go through life. Who is this guy who claims to be a Christian yet tells me that 10% of the people are glad that I have my problems and the other 90% don't care? Hey, man, I'm the crash test dummy for all that is all failure, all adversity. Been there, tried it, got through it. Not saying I know it all. All I'm saying is that you gotta keep going, man. You got some aches and pains. No big deal, man. What I tell you, last month there was a podcast I talked about that adversity, those aches and pains and all of those failures, those are the dumbbells and the barbells of life that we lift and we build muscle so the next time that those come our way, we boom, pa, knock them right out, man. Boom, pa, knock them right out. Come on, build those adversity muscles. Let's go. Let's get after it. And before you start to think, this guy, he's just too motivational. I get it, man. I get it. But I'm going the other way today with it, baby. I could be sitting around, and trust me when I tell you, when I woke up and this morning we're on a two-hour delay, you know, a two-hour delay, my kids can FaceTime and connect 8 different people at one time while simultaneously downloading 17 photos and making a collage and sharing them on every social media site out there. But can I calculate? They cannot calculate a two-hour school delay. Amazing. Damn, what time do we leave? What time do we leave? It's 2 hours. Whatever time we normally leave kids, add 2 hours to it. I don't know what that means. Okay, well, then you're going to fail in life. You might do well in school, but you're going to fail in life. Figure it out. But when I woke up this morning and looked outside and saw the snow, and then I look at my phone, and I see there's a two-hour school text. We're operating on a two-hour delay. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore, God. I just can't. I look out and there's snow. Are you kidding me? Freaking snow? And we're on a two-hour snow delay on March 21st in Cincinnati, Ohio, where we're about as further south in the state of Ohio as you can get without being in the Ohio River? Are you kidding me? But then I popped out of bed. I said, damn it, I'm going the other way today, baby. I'm zigging when they're zagging. I am smiling when they're frowning because I know that there is a season coming. And there's a season coming in your life as well. I promise you there is if you can just make it through this crappy season. If you can just stay positive, I'm telling you, do this today. Would you do this today? Zig while they're zagging. Everybody else is bitching. You're giving gratitude and thanking God that you woke up on the right side of the ground and you're smiling like you ate a banana sideways and all is right. It doesn't matter what your bank account says. It doesn't matter what your health report says. It doesn't matter what anybody else says about you. You control. And I'm telling you, man, this is the most positive freaking thing you could ever take out of this one show right here. You ready? Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Your attitude. It's the only thing you can control. Your attitude alone, just by me screaming like a maniac into this microphone today, it's changing the state that I'm going to have the rest of the day. My kids are going to hate me for it because they're going to come home at 2:30. Dad, it's so cold. School was so hard. I'm like, hey, what's up? Tell me something good about today. They hate that. They hate that. Why? Because I didn't give them an option. I didn't say, how was your day? No. I say, tell me the best part about your day today, Laura. Tell me the best part about your day today, Paigey. Woo, woo. And they're like, oh, God. And they go to their room and shut the door. And that's it. And that's, I let my kids decompress, because imagine coming home to that every day. I mean, seriously, you'd want to vomit. So I let them decompress in the room for about an hour, bring them down for dinner. Then we have a little bit more of the fun times. But you got to change with your attitude, which will change your mindset, changes decisions you make. I'm telling you, you make better decisions when you're in a better mood. Would you agree with that? Yes or yes? You have a better day when you're in a better mood. You can fake it. It's okay. Because I hate that term, fake it till you make it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. However, when it comes to your attitude, you can play a trick on your mind. And you can tell yourself you're in a great mood. Look in the mirror. It is impossible to be depressed while you're smiling, looking at yourself in the mirror. Try it. I do it all the time. Of course people think I'm a moron. I'm okay with that. I smile at myself looking in the mirror like Stuart Smalley on a flipping high, okay? Why? Because I got to change the state a lot of the time. Just like you. Tough days, man. Tough days. Business, relationship, finance. It happens to all of us. But I know one thing. You can control your – you're the one thing you can control is your attitude, which controls the decisions that you make, which controls the flow of your day. So I hope you receive that message. I hope it hits you. And tomorrow, I promise, be back better than ever. I'm jumping inside the Momentum Club Facebook Live to do a little bit more of a deep dive on this message. But right now, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.